Welcome once again, Dr. Sundaram, live early in the morning. Why most of my posts are early in the morning, let me tell you. My posts are mostly early in the morning for simple reason is I am a lover of 5 a.m. club. I get up at 3 a.m. I got my own rituals, 3 a.m. ritual, 4 a.m. ritual, and 5 a.m. ritual. And okay, this is my stand where I keep my mobile phone here like this, and when I go opposite that, and then I start talking about it. Because somebody has asked me about what is this stand, and this is an external mic, the Chinese one, no, where I can Wi-Fi connection. Okay. Huh? No more questions. So friends, let me like to share with you another interesting case where many of you are psychologists. You have given a very good response to me. Some of you have written an email. Some of you have talked to me. I'm very happy about it. One more question. Yeah. This is my symbol, my couples, my you can call my clients, my gods. I make them meet together. They have a difference. When they have a difference, bring them to me, and I make them glue them together. Okay, right. A month ago, a case came to me where a father, maybe in a 35 or around 38 years old, and mother was around maybe around 33 years, maybe 5 years of difference or 3 years of difference. And the boy was a very shy boy, maybe of 6 or 7 years old. And guy. And the boy's father told me that the boy is not going to school. He is scared of going to school. And why is he doing like that? I do not know. And he is telling he doesn't want to go to school. Then I will do one thing, sir. He will not come to you. I will tell him that you are going to put him in a new school. You are going to help me in getting a letter so that I will go to new school. Then only he will come and he will talk to you. I just want you to talk to him and find out why he is like that. I have gone through your YouTube videos. I have gone through your work, I've seen your testimonials, and right now don't ask me to do homework, but I'm in a very terrible situation. You have to help me out. And I told, okay sir, please come. And I told, as usual, can I talk to the boy's mother? And give me the phone, and the mother told me, sir, I will talk to you when I come to your clinic. I told, okay. A wonderful mother called me up, and she told me, sir, I will talk to me, and you told me that I have to do homework, no homework, you don't give appointments. I have my own reason for not doing the homework. I don't want to tell you now when I come there, and kindly allow us as a special case. Then, okay, but I don't take appointment without the kid, then the charges will be 3x. They're ready to pay me. Okay. So naturally, when a person is not interested in doing the homework, I do not know the reason. Okay. Maybe they are coming to test me out or coming to check me out. Either 3x or 10x will be the price. 90% I don't take unless I feel that there is a real, genuine feeling that they want, badly need my help. So I told 3x. Okay. They were ready to pay me the 3x. Then I told, okay, calm down. And I asked the boy, hi, I knew his name, I asked him, hi, how are you? Sir, very nice, sir. You are going to put me in a new school? Then daddy told me, I told, yes, I'm going to put you in a new school. Then slowly I started asking, what made you, what is wrong with the school? Oh, nothing wrong in the school. Anything with the classmates? Then he started looking at him, mommy and daddy. And he is looking more to daddy and less to mommy. Then as they, okay, you tell me three reasons why you want to leave this school. He just was shy. Then I told him, if you don't tell the three reasons, then I cannot believe in you. As I told her, you talk to me separately. Is it okay? The boy told her, yes, and afterward he told, no, I cannot talk to you. My dad should be there. Okay, then I told him. Then he just looked at the mom, dad, and just once again put his head down on his lap. Then after some time I asked him, okay, now you tell me. No, sir, I just once again he became shy. Every time, three or four times, becoming shy. And looking at the mother, I was asking her, why did your son is, what actually it is a problem. She was just smiling at me. So this went on for about 45 minutes and mother didn't tell a single word. And I started tears in the father's eyes. And I told the father, you do one thing, sir, you get some notebook. I want the boy to write something. I had my own process of venting it out. He already shared in my earlier YouTube videos. And then I told him, okay, see, auntie, unless you tell me the reason why you want to leave the school, I will not be able to talk to the principal. Because the principal asked me why he is leaving. Is he leaving because he is a bad guy? I said, I am not a bad guy. You are right, agreed. But I should know that evidence. I mean, and how I will know that you, there you will go and you will tell that the same thing. This school is not good and my daddy will run for help. You are not even told to daddy, you are not even told to mommy, you don't know, how can I help you out? Then, am I right? I asked them. He told, yes, you are right. So, the whole process was, mother was silent. I didn't see a mother who was so silent, smiling, and the boy is crying, but crying on father's lap. Either sometimes he is falling like this on his lap, sometimes father's lap, but he is very rarely talking to the mother. Mother was simply smiling, okay? And he said, this is what he is doing, sir. He is not doing, father is telling. And he was crying, father was crying. Why he is doing like this, sir, I don't know. So friends, many of you are psychologists, many of you are Sakshi is there, Nirupa is there. A lot of you have given the good comments. I just want you to please comment as a psychologist or as a student of this school of thinking. You not be a psychologist. A person who is interested in mind is called psychologist. That's all. I am not a 100%. I am a converted psychologist. I am an engineer turned out psychologist. Anybody can become a psychologist. Any person who is having interest can become a psychologist. So I will consider yourself a psychologist of your own life. I want you to please write down, why did the mother not respond to my requirements? She is not telling about the boy. She is not telling about the husband. She is not telling anything about me. Because I get more information from mother about the boy. Okay. I just want you to go down and write me, what could be the reason why the mother is not talk to me? I'll let you know in a second episode, but I just want you to know how many of you are able to think for me. Then only I will know. I have a master class coming up and I want few genuine people to attend the master class. I have my own method of filtering it out. People respond to that, they are welcome. Okay? Right, let us see. Right? Thank you. Thanks a lot.